Saturday morning. How are you? It is Trina Murray here. Something for the weekend. We've got the lovely Jane Murray on the line, who is the Circus Scarbola musical director. Good morning, Jane. How are you? You've got a bit of life going on at the moment, don't you?
Oh, stop. It's crazy. Slane Castle. I never thought I'd get a chance to use this line, but Slane Castle is now my second home.
Oh, very good. Which is,
I know. It's fantastic. Last time I was there was two summers ago looking at Metallica in concert. So yeah. Never thought I'd be taking centre stage myself. So this is great crack.
I remember being there a good few years ago. It was brilliant. We were all told to turn up to Slane Castle and we didn't know what was happening. And of course, I'm not used to being there when there's no one else there, you know, when there wasn't a concert on. And next thing, John Bon Jovi lands in his helicopter and we hung out with him for the day. Yeah, and we took a walk around the village and everything. Great crack altogether.
Oh, well, that just made my story pale into insignificance.
I'm sorry. So listen,
helicopter and no John Bon Jovi.
Why are you hanging around Slane Castle? Why are you becoming like the regular there? What's going on?
I'm absolutely hyper this morning, as I have been for the last few weeks, to be honest with you. So I'm going to crash and burn pretty soon. But I work with Circus Scarbola, as you said, and you know we've gone through 18 months of an absolute enforced slumber. COVID hit, and we're a Meath-based circus, so we got the word that we might have to pull in for a week. Or maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, which then went on to 18 months. And we ended up just in the farm in Meath, not knowing what the heck was going on, watching everything fall into complete disarray and just getting more and more disillusioned, disheartened on every other dis you can think of. We applied, we started hearing about recovery schemes and packages and all kinds of things. So we started applying for absolutely everything that we could get and we're not getting anywhere because we were falling through the cracks. Unfortunately, because being a circus, we travel and not having a kind of a fixed place of business residence meant we weren't entitled to lots of the different grants and we were in all kinds of situations where we just didn't seem to fit any criteria.
Yeah. A circus that stays still, it's not really the idea, is it?
That's it, exactly. But you see, I think the thing was, there actually was nothing written in for circus, for it as an actual art form until August of this year. We were thrown an absolute lifeline, which is when circus, actually this is a bit grandiose now, we have just been added to the National Inventory of Intangible Cultural Heritage.
Ooh, excuse
which,
me.
Yes, in a nutshell, means we are now being given the respect of being an actual independent art. So that is absolutely incredible for us, along with like the Illan pipes, the harp, and all of the other traditions. An independent art form, which is what it's always been, because you know, circus in Ireland, it's the oldest travelling theatre in Ireland. So thanks to being added to that, we now were able to go back, reapply. We were able to get an LPSS grant, which has enabled us. We had about 6 weeks, maybe 5 weeks to throw this together. And we have managed to, I think, make the most groundbreaking show that I'm going to go as far as saying that Ireland has ever seen, because I'm aiming high.
So this is coming to Slane Castle and it's on until the 17th of October. What is in the circus then? Because, I mean, circuses, everyone thinks of tigers and elephants and all this kind of thing. So explain what is going on with this circus.
Okay, well, straight off the bat, there's no animals in this show, so it's an all-human production. So that's as far as I'll say. They're all human. Some of us aren't feeling quite human at the moment. But it's very unique in that what we've tried to do here, and myself as the musical director, we have tried to do something really, really special. So we've taken Irish dance and traditional Irish music and married that in with contemporary and traditional circus. So you're basically, if you can allow your mind wander as far as thinking of aerialists in the sky with a girl from Riverdance while somebody's singing the Foggy Dew. And you've got Illan pipes blasting out through the tent and fiddles and whistles. So we've actually got a circus with live traditional music, which is absolutely incredible because that has never been seen before.
This sounds like something that the tourists and the Americans, the Yanks, as they say, would lap up. Could this be something that goes around America? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Trini, and we're on the same wavelength. You know, Meath County Council wrote in, a fantastic woman there, Geraldine Bailey, actually gave me a grant that I was able to actually hire live musicians from Meath. And this LLPS grant, it means that it's local live musicians. So I was actually able to hire in Meath musicians and they're top of the game. Like they've played with Planet, Moya Brennan, Riverdance, Damien Dempsey, the RTE Concert Orchestra. So these are, you know, and the girl is literally from Riverdance. She's just back from a tour of Taiwan with Michael Flatley. Like the, we have the top of the top. And then on the circus side, we have like the Wheel of Death with two guys that have just won, you know, the equivalent of the Oscars in arts. You know, they've won an award for it's the most magnificent Wheel of Death act we've seen. We've got Ariel, we've got, it's jam-packed.
Are your nerves not gone, Jane, when it comes to like acts like that, the death wheel and all that? I mean, I don't know whether I'd be able to stand by, especially because you're watching it day in, day out.
To be honest with you, there are times where I have a tendency to close my eyes. There are moments, because some of these acts you just can't fathom what they're actually doing, and it never ceases to amaze me. There's you know, all of the acts are brilliant, but there's a few that I do look away. I'm a bit of a chicken, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that you've heard all the gags in the book, Jane, about you running away with the circus, but that's exactly what you're doing at the moment. You ran away to the circus. What is the website? How can we get details on the show?
Oh yeah, fabulous. It's circusgerbola.ie. It is pretty much selling out. So anyone who wants to grab a ticket, I'd get in there quick, because the tickets are lashing out the door.
Well, let you head off. You were telling me there before we went on air, you've madly signed up to do a course in the middle of all of this. You've gone back to college. Aren't you great?
I have. Oh God, yeah. I'm doing a BA in psychology, so I think I'll need it after this. Thank you so much, Trina. Thank you.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.